It's the Almost Newlyweds Games, starring Kristen Bry and Mike Sampson. And now here's your bride-to-be, Kristen Bry.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. I am a contestant, though. And so we are joined today by my fiancé, Michael Sampson, because we are getting married on Saturday. And so we thought it would be a little fun to play a game and see how well we actually know each other.
Describe a we. I never agreed to this.
Well, surprise. Jane has set the rules of the game.
Here's what's going to happen. I am going to ask you both a question, and you are going to respond on our Zoom chat, and we'll see who's right. And I have a scorecard here, and I will be keeping track of who is right.
So is this about how well we know each other?
It is. Okay. And how much you remember.
Oh.
And how much you remember.
All right.
All right, you ready to go?
All right.
Number one question, what was your betrothed wearing on your first in-person date? Your first in-person date, not over an app.
Not on FaceTime.
Actual thing your betrothed was wearing on the first date. All right, Mike's got his answer in.
I actually remember mine, too, what I was wearing.
I don't remember what you were wearing.
Oh, Kristen, that's the most pathetic answer I've ever seen. Okay, Kristen says shirt and pants. Well,
maybe it was shorts. I actually don't remember.
I was wearing some kind of like shirt like this to show off the guns a little bit, you know?
And pants.
And pants. And sandals. He was probably wearing sandals. I should have said that.
And Mike says feather earrings.
That is true. I was wearing feathered earrings. Do you remember anything else? I remember what I wore.
No.
Because I sent multiple pictures to multiple friends, having them just help me decide what to wear. And so I wore like very tight jeans, heels, a black tank top, and my leather.
I was going to say black tank top.
My leather jacket. And then those feathers.
Should have been black tank top. I was going to guess that.
So I'm giving Mike the point.
All right, fine.
Yes.
Because that was a pathetic.
Thanks, Jane.
That was a pathetic answer, Kristen. which celebrity does the other have a crush on? Which celebrity does Kristen have a crush on? And which celebrity does Mike have a crush on?
Oh, I think we've talked about this.
Kristen? I know at least one of yours.
Oh, man. I don't know if I have an answer.
It can't be you.
Let's just say something to be funny.
All right.
You know that one's not true.
Mike says Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Kristen says Jessica Alba.
That's correct.
That is correct. Kristen, who would be your celebrity crush?
See, she doesn't want to talk about it.
I feel like
Jessica Alba all the time.
I feel like there's some guys who pop up every once in a while, but
nobody really,
No one's like, oh God.
Wow.
I'd risk it all for that one.
Cool.
She's just so satisfied she gets to look at this sweet bod every day. She doesn't even think about anyone else.
What more could a girl want, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
We are playing the Newlywed Game with Kristen Bry and fiance Mike Sampson. They're getting married this weekend. So that's our focus on today's As Goes Wisconsin show. Name your song. What is your song as a couple? And we're tied at one apiece right now, by the way. Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into Me. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, Kristen wanted to do that as our first dance for our wedding, but then I did some research, and Dave Matthews himself said the song was about a peeping Tom, so I thought maybe we shouldn't dance to that one.
We'll rethink that.
Well, I thought it'd be funny, because one of the first things we talked about, he said, well, what kind of music are you into? And I think I referenced Dave Matthews Band being like my favorite band when I was in high school, like most other straight white Wisconsin kids in the late 90s, early 2000s, and that most of my music preferences start with that. He's like, this is what happens when you date a woman an appropriate age. You have similar music tastes.
It wasn't Pitbull.
That's probably true. Kristen said your song.
That's what Elton John we're dancing to this weekend.
Is that your song together?
We don't really have a song.
Okay, I'm giving you both zero on that one.
Perfect. Right,
that's fair.
The other's favorite junk food.
Oh.
What is Mike's favorite snack? What is Kristen's favorite snack? Kristen says Ritz crackers. Mike?
That's correct. It's me and my dog, our dog Clifford's favorite treat.
Anything on the Ritz or just a regular...
Just plain Ritz. That's my only really junk food in the house, usually.
Can't go wrong with that. Purple Skittles, Kristen.
Yes.
Purple?
Yes. Well, the purple bag.
Oh, the purple bag.
So, yeah. Do
you eat your Skittles in color order?
I don't. I do the handful. But yeah, I would say purple Skittles are up there. Trolleys, which are like a Sour Patch type candy. Anything labeled fat-free food, but it has a ton of sugar in it, I'm probably going to like.
All right, sounds good. We are tied up at two correct answers apiece. If your fiancé was a Disney character, who would they be? Playing the newlywed game here with Kristen and Mike. If your fiancé was a Disney character, who would they be?
That's tough. I'm going to go with what Maddie would say, my niece.
Oh, I love both of these. Kristen says Olaf. Which is adorable.
I think I'm also supposed to change the two to just Jane, so then I can't see your answers.
Oh, there you go.
We should both do that.
And
I'm not cheating here.
Mike's answer is Belle.
I'll take that. Is that because she likes to read and she's very smart?
Brown hair. I feel like that's what Maddie would go with.
Okay. His five-year-old niece.
You should have just agreed with her, Mike, and said, yes, it's because you love to read and you're intellectual and you want more greater things out of life.
And you're marrying a half-beast.
Because I've trapped you into my house.
All right. What was the name of your first pets, your first respective pets? What was Mike's first pet? And Mike, what was Kristen's first pet's name? Have you guys ever talked about stuff like that?
No, I mean, I know that there was at one point his mom had seven dogs.
Wow.
So it's hard to know all of the names.
A lot of dogs.
Wow.
I don't know who the first one was, though. I don't think you know our first one either.
Nah, I forget the dog's name. It's been mentioned a couple times, smaller dog. Neither, I guess. We're 0-0 on that one.
All right.
Mine was Gertie.
Gertie, the dog?
The sheepdog, yes.
Ours was Bo, the cockapoo.
I have heard that name before.
Yeah.
All right, we continue with the newlywed game. It's tied up now at 3 each. If money were no object, where would you live? If money were no object, where would you live? You can't have multiples. You can only have one.
I mean, I feel like...
Would you agree on where you would live if you had unlimited resources? Mike says on the beach, which is nice and general. And Kristen says...
Plan it safe.
Just a bigger, nicer house in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
I feel like we've said that. I feel like we've said, like, we would... Like, for now, it's like, especially now, like, we don't want to leave Wisconsin.
If I'm working remotely, I want a beautiful beach with a, you know, a nice swing with some tacos or in Mexico, and as opposed to the dirty Lake Michigan.
Is it that dirty?
That's pretty dirty.
All right.
Okay. Tied up still at 3 each. Silliest fear. What is Mike's silliest fear? What is Kristen's silliest fear? Trying to find out how well these two kids know each other.
I'm feeling like we're failing this. There's a lot of things we haven't talked about.
Well,
I don't feel like you're a very fearful person.
It's true, I'm not. I fear nothing.
That's what he's afraid of. Mike says losing her voice.
I wouldn't say I'm afraid of that.
No?
I think you're actually probably rooting for that, so I'd shut up every once in a while.
No, never.
And Kristen says fear of a good gout flare-up.
How dare you? Did Greg tell you to say that?
I'm giving you each a point for that. Tied up at 4 each as we continue with the We're Almost Newlyweds game as Mike and Kristen prepare to get married this Saturday. The worst habit of each other. The worst habits of each other. And keep it short. Oh. All right, Mike. Kristen says your worst habit is ripping his fingernails off and putting them on the windowsill.
Oh.
Outed you.
Dang it.
Okay, I'm giving her a point for that one.
I got no windowsill to put them on anymore.
Are they behind the couch now?
There might have been some fingernails. You're watching TV, enjoying a show. I could be better at cutting my nails. I think my dad growing up had like that dirty stuff you put on it, and like if you taste it, like it would taste awful. Fingernail. like poison.
So you wouldn't bite your nails? Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Fingernail poison. Were you a nail biter?
I voted Bruce and Mark on this so far.
Kristen, Mike says you are messy, or you leave the oven on.
I do leave the oven on.
I've cooked something,
and then I'm eating that something, and then I forgot that I...
Do they make ovens that automatically turn off these days? That has to be a thing,
I feel like we need those. We need, like, automatic lights for every room in the house, and then a oven that turns off after an hour.
So I'll say sometimes we get home, like, oh, it's nice of you to leave every light in the house on for Cliff while we were gone.
A newlywed game. Who... This is completely subjective, but who is the funniest?
Oh, this is an ongoing debate in our house.
I think it's fascinating. And I think a lot of couples will respond in the same way as both of you do. Because I think my husband and I would have the same. Yeah, you both said me.
This is a vote. People should be texting in right now and telling us who they think is funnier. Granted, they probably heard a lot more from me, but maybe you've had a strong showing today.
I'm trying my best. I got 43 more minutes to really show her up.
All right. And finally, what is the other's favorite movie? Favorite movie of all time. This is for all the marbles.
That's tough. I think she's going to end up winning this because I know she knows mine. And she doesn't really talk about her favorite movie a lot. I'm just going to go with a great one.
All right. Mike, Kristen says... Ghostbusters.
That's a correct answer.
That is a correct
answer. Best movie of all time.
All right. She gets another point. Believe in Me? I don't even know what that is.
That was the girls' basketball movie that I was in when I was 18 years old.
Oh.
She doesn't like to talk about her Hollywood days a lot, so I like to bring it up as much as I can.
You
she starred.
In a basketball movie.
I was in a girls' basketball movie called Believe in Me. I played the best player, Pat Thompson.
That is too cool.
Yeah. And so he,
real cool.
He watched it by himself. He ordered it and watched it by himself when we first started dating.
Is it still available for view?
Well, he has a DVD of it.
I have two DVD copies if you'd like to see it.
Oh.
If anyone would like to see it.
I think there are many people who would like to see
message
it.
Message in. If you Google Believe in Me, you'll see this poster. There she is right there. On the poster.
Well, this is radio, so for people who are not watching the live stream.
She's a star. She made the last shot of the movie to win for her team.
Well, speaking of winning, Kristen is the winner score of 7-6.
Congratulations.
We're almost newlywed game.
We got a lot more to learn about each other.